Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, from sheet music and brand-name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.
And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Maino, very pleased to be sitting with two representatives of Theater by the Sea and the current production that is coming up of Cinderella. Audience favorite, I'm sure, and the two people that are here are the two main players. We have the big stars. We didn't settle for just the, you know, some of the dancers or something that don't get the big bucks like they do. But Ophelia Rivera is here. She is playing Ella.
Hello.
And is that, in most people's minds, Cinderella?
It is.
Okay, so we'll find out about why you're called Ella. And playing the part of Prince Topher, again, I think we're going to need some explanation, is Aidan Cole. So welcome to both of you. Welcome, Aidan, first off.
Yes, hi. Thanks for having us.
Nice to have you with us. And we want to find out a little bit about your background. So let's start with you, Aidan, because you're the prince and she's just an Ella.
Oh.
Right. And tell us a little bit about where you're from. You from this part of the country or somewhere else?
So I'm from the East Coast, but I'm not from Rhode Island. No, I'm from the Philadelphia area initially.
Well, that's too bad.
Yeah. Well, I was born in Connecticut, so I don't fully claim it. But,
okay. All right.
But yes, I'm mostly a Pennsylvania boy.
Well, we have a lot of listeners in Connecticut. What part of Connecticut?
I was born in Hartford, at Hartford Hospital, and then lived in West Hartford for about a year before my parents moved out.
Okay. All right. So we'll take that as a plus.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm a New Englander.
All right, there you go. So then you went to Philadelphia. When did you get interested in music and in theater?
So my parents tell stories of me. I could truly sing and hum before I could talk. I hadn't spoken my first words yet. And my mom tells stories of pushing me in my stroller, and I was humming the Barney theme song, thinking, what is this kid doing? And so, you know, I'd always loved to sing. And then in about the fourth grade, my mom was involved with a local volunteer organization, and somebody working at our local professional theater was involved there. And so he'd seen me. We went to go see a show they were doing. And he was like, do you want to get involved? Do you want to be on stage? And I looked at my mom and I was like, sure.
Yeah.
And from then on, it was fourth grade on. It was, you know, what I did with my life and what I've chosen to pursue as my career.
And there you go. And through high school?
High school I did the shows every year. And then I attended Penn State for a musical theater degree. I graduated in 2021, so not too long ago.
You just graduated from that.
Yeah, I'm a little over a year out.
50.
Oh, thank you, question mark. I'll take that as a comment on my maturity.
Right. I'm only kidding. It's always interesting to see how long people have been doing something like this. So this is relatively new for you. What about professionally? Is this your first, second? I mean, that was during the pandemic, so you didn't have a lot of opportunity, right?
Yeah, the pandemic hit my junior year of college, so my entire senior year was a combination of both like hybrid and online and in-person learning.
Right.
But I'd done a professional production of The Sound of Music in the seventh grade, and everything else was either, you know, collegiate or educational theater. And then I had just finished up, this is my second professional contract out of school, I did a production of Mamma Mia out in Long Island a few months before this.
Excellent. Well, yeah. Mamma Mia has been played here a lot at Theater by the Sea, several times over the last couple of years, in fact. All right, let's move to Ophelia and talk about you. Where are you from?
Hi, I am from South Florida.
From South Florida.
Yes.
And South Florida encompasses a lot of area. What what part
I'm
exactly?
I'm from West Palm Beach.
West Palm Beach.
Yep.
Okay. We don't have a lot of people that are actually, you were born there?
Yeah, born and raised.
Born and raised. That's not a common thing around here. So
no, it's
welcome,
not.
Welcome to New England.
Thank you.
Had you ever heard of Theater by the Sea before you got hired?
No, actually. I wasn't very familiar with the theaters up in this area.
Right.
And then, you know, it came around my way and I put myself out there and here we are.
So you auditioned for this, and your schooling background, was that something you were in theater in school?
So I went to a performing arts high school, which was also in the West Palm Beach area, and I was on track to go to school, and, you know, a few things didn't work out, and then I chose to not go to school, not go to college, and I just started working professionally.
Excellent. All right. Well, welcome to New England. Theater by the Sea has a long, long history, as you may have found out by now, about 89 years of shows and people like Marlon Brando and lots of interesting characters over the years. Jackie Gleason, probably maybe two names you don't even know who they are.
Marlon Brando, most definitely.
Okay, all right. Well, we're going to find out about Cinderella because this is a little bit different version of Cinderella than people might think. Mm-hmm. It's going to open for previews on Wednesday, and then opening night is Friday night. Things are rolling along, but we're going to find out a little bit about the story. Listen to a song right now. And Ophelia, why don't you tell us about this first one? It's called In My Own Little Corner.
Yes, so this is Ella's introductory song. It's kind of introducing her and her world and what she's currently experiencing.
Okay, we'll give it a listen, then you can answer questions.
Absolutely.
I'm as mild and as meek as a mouse. When I hear a command, I obey. But I know of a spot in my house where no one can stand in my way. In my own little corner, in my own little chair, I can be whatever I want to be. On the wing of my fancy, I can fly anywhere, and the world will open its arms to me. I'm a young Norwegian princess or a milkmaid. I'm the greatest prima donna in Milan. I'm an heiress who has always had her silk made by her own flock of silkworms in Japan. A girl, men go mad for, love's a game I can play with a cool and confident kind of air. Just as long as I stay in my own little corner, all alone in my own little chair. I'm a queen in Peru. I'm a mermaid dancing upon the sea. I'm a huntress on an African safari. It's a dangerous type of sport, and yet it's fun. In the night I sally forth to seek my quarry. When I meet a lioness in her lair, then I'm glad to be back in my own little corner, all alone in my own little chair.
Well, it seems like we're going to have to figure out a little bit about how this story is different than the traditional Cinderella that everybody knows. But before we do that, Aiden, you mentioned during the break that while listening to that song that you have more New England roots, right?
Yes, yeah. My dad grew up not far from here at all, about 50 minutes. He grew up in southeastern Massachusetts. So I know Providence decently well and other parts of Rhode Island, but I'm new to this area.
There you go. All right. That's great. So now, see, now you're even more accepted. You're not really.
Yes, exactly. You
know, she needs a certain card to get in some places in Rhode Island. But
yeah.
you'll probably pass through.
Thank you.
All right. Now, what makes this version, if you will, because in the press release it says a contemporary twist.
Mm-hmm.
And who wants to tackle that? Okay.
So basically, yeah, so this production was put up on Broadway, I believe, in 2013. And so they call it a reimagining because they've kind of tweaked bits of the stories, a bit of the story in the original. I believe his name is Prince Charming. Here he's been deemed Prince Topher. Topher, an abbreviation for Christopher. And Topher, even the name is a bit goofy, and I think that's kind of what the prince's journey in this story is that he's naive and that he's kind of figuring out how do I be a leader? How do I assume this position here? And his parents aren't around in this version. He's an orphan and he's been raised by someone who kind of works around him. Sebastian, played by Russell, a lovely cast member of ours. And by doing that as well, they're kind of trying to link the two of them as, you know, Cinderella doesn't have any family as well, and neither does the prince now.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of one thing they can relate on. And then in the second act, I don't want to give away too much.
Not too much.
Can't give spoilers away.
Is the word Cinderella used? Is she?
Oh, yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, no, many people call her Cinderella, especially her stepmother. That's actually the name that she created for her. Her name is Ella, but I think, you know, she has her own specific journey with the name Cinderella that if you come see the show, you will be able to see.
Okay. Well, this next song is called The Prince is Giving a Ball, so I presume that's you, right?
Yes, that is me. Yes, this comes right after the prince has announced that in an attempt to find someone to marry, he is going to host a ball and a dancing party, and that's how he will dance with a woman, and then they will eventually marry. And so this is right after he has announced that they're going to host this ball, and it is one of the first kind of big dance sequences of our show, and it is absolutely incredible to watch
it's
our
stunning.
Ensemble. We were watching them yesterday in a final rehearsal and just with our jaws on the floor.
Oh, well, it's going to be great, I'm sure. So we'll look forward to that. We'll look forward to a lot more about the story of Cinderella appearing at Theater by the Sea. We'll listen to this piece and then be back with more.
Lord Pinkleton, I want you to tell this to all. His Royal Highness, Christopher Rupert, Windermere, Vladimir, Carl Alexander, Francois Reginald, Lancelot Herman.
Herman?
Gregory James is giving a ball.
The time to act, no other time will do. Live and play your part, don't give away your heart, don't take what the world gives you. Now is the time to live, no other time is real. Yesterday has gone, tomorrow is a guess, today you can see and feel. For you just can't wait to be served by fate on a silver plate or a tray. Now is the time of your life.
The time of your life is today.
The prince is giving a ball. The prince is giving a ball. A ball, and that's not all. The prince is giving a ball. The prince is giving a ball.
The prince is giving a ball.
The prince is giving a ball.
The prince is giving a ball.
time is real.
The prince is giving a ball.
What?
He's giving a ball.
Oh.
His Royal Highness Christopher Rupert, Windermere Vladimir, Karl Alexander, Francois Reginald, Lancelot Herman.
Herman!
Gregory James, he's giving a ball.
The prince is giving a what?
The prince is giving a ball. The prince is giving a ball.
All one requires is an invitation and suitably fashionable attire. And the prince shall choose a woman from the ball to be his bride. That means anyone can be the queen.
So will he want a taller girl?
Or will he want a stronger girl?
Or will he want a smaller girl?
The prince is giving a ball.
I wish I were a bolder girl.
I wish I were a younger girl.
I wish I were. Before. I wish I had, I wish I could, I wish I might, I wish I would, I wish I were invited to the Princess Royal Palace.
Theater by the Sea's production of Cinderella is the subject of tonight's Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano, and we're talking about the production that is going to be previewing on Wednesday and then opening Friday night for press night, and that's the official opening. I'm usually there, been there for all of the shows, but this year I'm taking a break on Friday night because I'll be away. I'll be on beautiful Block Island, where a lot of our listeners are, and I'll be doing a show there. So I'm going to see the Cinderella performance down the road, and it'll be looking forward to it. With me tonight are the two stars, Aiden and Ophelia, and we've been talking about the show, which is going to run from the 20th to August 13th. And if you'd like to get tickets, you can do so by going to theaterbythesea.com, or even better, you can call Vinny at the box office at 401-782-TKTS or 8587 if you want the numbers. Call Vinny up and say you'd like to see the show. A lot of the shows at Theater by the Sea are sold out, so don't wait. Hurry up, because you don't want to miss this one. It's going to be new and exciting and a little bit different. We've been talking about a little bit different, and it's interesting to me that you can take a show that's as well known as Cinderella, just like, you know, Oklahoma or Music Man or, you know, Fiddler on the Roof, and put a new twist on it. Now, are there new twists with other characters also?
Yeah, I think every character in the show has a little bit more depth and has more interesting qualities to follow, especially in Ella. I think, you know, it's not just about finding a prince and getting married. It's about changing the world that she lives in. And I think that with this updated script and this updated version, a lot of people can relate to it in a lot of different ways, especially with the current climate of everything that's going on in the world right now. Mm-hmm. And I think that there's going to be a part of this show that everyone can relate to. There's going to be a character that people will fall in love with. And we have such an amazing cast and creative team that we've really put something special up.
Now, yeah. Aiden, did you know each other before you met for this show?
We are living together in the same company housing, and we met that morning. We both moved in. The day prior, I didn't even know who was playing Cinderella. I had friends, you know, who are you playing opposite against? I was like, I could not tell you. I don't know yet. I do not know yet.
Well, one of the things that impressed me years ago when I did, 4 or 5 years ago, whatever it was, when I did Music Man, and the first day of rehearsal, experiencing what you're experiencing, I don't know who's playing what, who's Harold Hill, who's Marion, that kind of thing. The music director walked in and said, okay, let's start with, you know, pick the song, and everybody started singing, and I looked around the room and said, oh my God, they all know this already. This is perfect. And then I realized that, of course they do. They're professional. Mm-hmm. And there's that aspect to it. You have to have the confidence going into it that the company is going to pick the right person for you, right?
Which, yes.
Obviously, it seems they did.
Yes, most definitely. And I think it's been quite lovely. There's about six of us living in our company housing. And so each night we cook dinner together and we all sit around. And so having that kind of outside time to bond and form relationships that aren't based on the show is great, because it only enhances what we're doing on stage, because we're looking at each other. And it's like, oh, we actually do have a relationship, even though it's been fast and furious and kind of right. creating it.
It's a very quick time period. One of the things that Theater by the Sea is famous for is that how well the production comes out after such a short time of rehearsal. Mm-hmm. It's amazing. And you have to worry about the musical part of it with the orchestra and everything else. Theater by the Sea always has a live orchestra. No exception this show, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, no.
Especially, Rodgers and Hammers, you have to. It'll be absolutely gorgeous.
All right, let's go to the next song, which is called Impossible. Tell us about that.
Yes, so this is when the fairy godmother has just revealed herself to Ella, and she wants to make all of her dreams come true, but of course Ella does have doubts, and so this is what that is about.
Impossible for a plain yellow pumpkin to become a golden carriage. Impossible for a plain country bumpkin and a prince to join in marriage. And four white mice will never be four white horses. Such fol-de-rol and fiddle-dee-dee, of course, is impossible. But the world is full of zanies and fools who don't believe in sensible rules and won't believe what sensible people say. And because these daft and dewy-eyed dopes keep building up impossible hopes, impossible things are happening every day. Impossible, impossible, Impossible.
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 Impossible. But if you could be a beggar woman not 5 minutes ago, and now you are my fairy godmother, then anything is possible, right?
I suppose so.
Then you could change it all. You could make it all happen.
No, but you could change it all. You could make it all happen.
Well, never. I couldn't.
You're right. It's all so impossible for a plain yellow pumpkin to become a golden carriage. Impossible for a plain country bumpkin and a prince to join in marriage. And four white mice will never be four white horses. Such fol-de-rol and fiddle-dee-dee, of course, is impossible.
But the world is full of zany. People say, and because these daft and dewy-eyed dopes keep building up impossible hopes, impossible things are happening every day.
All right, we're going to go from the song Impossible to the song 10 minutes ago. Is it impossible to go back in time?
theater magic.
Theater magic, all right. You know, while we're speaking of theater magic, I should ask both of you about one of the things that also Theater by the Sea is famous for is great costuming and set design and things like that. Do either one, this is a new twist. Now, I've seen theater productions where a new twist means somebody appears in a black t-shirt and you're supposed to use your imagination that they look like a prince. That is not the case.
Okay. That is not the case here. No, our costumes are absolutely wonderful and, you know, exactly what you'd think they'd be. And I think Ella and some other characters who have some transformations have some really cool and surprising twists that you'll get to see.
All right. So so I'm bringing my granddaughter. She won't be disappointed in what Cinderella looks
like. Oh, absolutely not.
Okay.
Well, I hope not.
I'm sure she won't. All right. Let's talk about 10 minutes ago.
Yes. I mean, this is maybe the most famous, one of the most famous songs coming out of Cinderella. It comes in our production right at the end of the first act. And Cinderella has just, the seas have parted of our ensemble members. They've been dancing around and they all step to the side. And Ella descends the her kind of famous staircase. And the prince takes one look at her and kind of can't believe his eyes. And he flows directly into this song, singing about his love for her at first sight.
Excellent. We'll find out about Act Two after we listen to this and take a short break.
Ago, I saw you. I looked up when you came through the door. My head started reeling. You gave me the feeling the room had no ceiling or floor. 10 minutes ago, I met you, and we murmured our how do you do. I wanted to ring out the bells and fling out my arms and to sing out the news. I have found her. She's an angel with the dust of the stars in her eyes. We are dancing, we are flying, and she's taking me back to the sky. In the arms of my love, I'm flying over mountain and meadow and glen. And I like it so well that for all I can tell, I may never come down again. I may never come down to earth again.
10 minutes ago, I met you, and we murmured our how do you do's. I wanted to ring out the bells and fling
Theater by the Sea's production of Cinderella is coming next week and going to be on stage until August 13th. So get your tickets for the performance by going to the box office at theaterbythesea.com or calling them at 782-TKTS. That's 401-782-8587. Talk to Vinny if you want to get a free ticket and tell him that both Ophelia and Aiden said it would be fine.
Sure. Yes, yes, yes.
You get all those.
Management
kind of
may be frustrated with us,
yeah,
but
don't
yes.
Don't get us into trouble.
All right. I was only kidding. That doesn't really work that way, but make sure you get your tickets because lots of performances are sold out already. And the good seats are hard to come by, so get in there and get them lined up right away. And we're talking about a show that has a little bit of a different twist than what everybody might remember as the, I can say it because we're not trademarking anything here, as the Disney version, you know, mm-hmm. what some people grew up with. This has a little bit of a different slant. And are the sets different as far as what you might expect as a traditional set? Does a castle look like a castle or a...
I was going to say, yes, those elements remain fairly the same. It still yeah. takes place, you know, in a kingdom, mm-hmm. Prince Topher's kingdom
in
and such.
In a kingdom far, far away.
Far, yeah. far away,
it does
yes.
feel very storybook.
Yes, and Cinderella lives in her cottage. Things okay. are, yeah, those things definitely resemble the story most people know.
Those things are continuing. All right. Well, Cinderella is famous for having stepsisters.
Yeah.
And this next song is about that, right?
Yes, this is Stepsister's Lament. It is, in my opinion, one of the funniest songs in the entire show, and the woman who plays Charlotte, which is the lead on this song, is so funny, absolutely wonderful in what she does. And
she have the potential to be the show stealer?
Oh, absolutely.
She could.
Absolutely.
We'll try. We'll attempt.
Everybody will do their best to not have that happen. But
she is most definitely the comedic relief. There is
oh,
no doubt.
Yeah.
Or one of.
Yeah.
One of.
Right.
And so this song takes place at the top of Act Two, which picks up right where we left off at the end of Act One. So it sweeps the audience right back into the story mm-hmm. and with the action. And it's kind of, you know, a nice little heartfelt but
feel good moment
that right. sweeps you into the second act.
Yes, she's quote unquote lamenting that the prince has chosen Cinderella and not her.
All right, let's give it a listen.
Why would a fellow want a girl like her, a frail and fluffy beauty? Why can't a fellow ever once prefer a solid girl like me? She's a frowdy little bubble with a flimsy kind of charm, and with very little trouble I could break her little arm. Ow! Ow! Why would a fellow want a girl like her, so obviously unusual? Why can't a fellow ever once prefer a usual girl like me?
Her cheeks are a pretty shade of pink,
but not any pinker than a rose is.
Her skin may be delicate and soft,
but not any softer than a doe is.
Her neck is no whiter than a swan's.
She's as a daisy, she's only as graceful as a bird. So why is the fellow going crazy?
Oh, why would a fellow want a girl like her, a girl who's merely lovely? Why can't a fellow ever once prefer a girl who's merely me? What's the matter with the men? What's the matter with the men? What's the matter with the men?
Yes, he's witty, so disarming, and I really like the room. Clever, cunning, ever charming. How do I make him see I'm special?
Aww.
It's a pity.
It's a pity.
I'm as pretty.
I'm as pretty. Plus, I've got the patience of a perfect saint. So I'm waiting. Always waiting.
Delicate and soft, but not any softer than a doe's is. Her neck is no wider than a
Okay, we're getting close to the end of the production now, and we have just a couple songs left that we're going to listen to. Aiden, why don't you tell us about this next one? It's called Loneliness of You. Loneliness of Evening.
Yes, Loneliness of Evening. This production was written and composed for this newer version that was put up on Broadway, as I said earlier, in about 2013. And it begins with the prince. It takes place the day after Ella has left her shoe and run off, and he's kind of expressing his feelings of loneliness and feeling like, here's this person that has come into my life, and I've fallen in love at first sight, and then she's disappeared. And so he's kind of... he's expressing his feelings of loneliness and wishing she were with him.
I wake in the loneliness of sunrise, when the deep purple heaven turns blue, and start to pray as I pray each day that I'll hear some word from you. I lie in the loneliness of evening, looking out on a silver-flaked sea, and ask the moon, oh, how soon will my love come home?
Well, as we draw closer to the end of the production of Cinderella, I want to give both of you a chance to talk about other things that might be going on, whether there's a dancer or a choreographer or a director or something like that that you might want to talk about. This is your big chance, so go ahead.
Oh, yeah. I definitely have to talk about our fantastic, fantastic creative team, including Kenny Ingram, who is our director, and our associate choreographers, Brianna Reed. Yeah. And they have been both just so fantastic throughout the rehearsal process and getting the show on its feet. They really created such an environment for us to be able to play and breathe and live into these characters and create moments that are truly beautiful that people are going to leave the theater with. And it's really been such an amazing process that wouldn't have been possible without them.
Yeah, and I think after, especially, these past few years, they're just leading with joy. Mm-hmm. How lucky we are to be able to do this again and be able to share, especially a story that so many people know. They've just led our rehearsal process with how lucky we are that we are being paid to do this and that this is our lives. And I mean, both of them have had remarkable careers. Kenny performed The Lion King on Broadway and tour for approximately 15 years. Mm-hmm. And has then, he's done absolutely everything. He's a multi-hyphenate, as many people say, directed and choreographed all over the country and has been, he assisted, names like Susan Stroman. I mean, people at the top of this business. So mm-hmm. He is truly the real deal. And Brianna toured for years with Alvin Ailey and has danced for Beyonce. I mean, the two of them, they couldn't be more experienced and yet be so down to earth and incredible and wonderful. And we are truly very, very lucky to be led by the two of them, no doubt.
Mm-hmm. It's amazing when you have the opportunity to meet someone like that. At this point in your careers, obviously, that you haven't had decades of experience yet. But to meet people that have had that kind of experience and to be able to have an association with them, it's really is very unique. And the pandemic thing where we couldn't perform live for all those periods of months and years almost, it is a great thing. And Theater by the Sea has come through it stronger than ever. This year they started off with Million Dollar Quartet, which was an absolutely phenomenal production. And then we just had Footloose, and then now Cinderella, and coming up after that will be Kinky Boots. And if you haven't seen Kinky Boots yet, it's a fun show, so put that on your calendar too. You can get tickets for any of the performances, along with all the special Monday performances that they're doing, and some of the kids' shows and things like that. Go to the website, theaterbythesea.com, to check out all of that. And if you'd like to get tickets, you can do it right there. You can even select your own seats right on the website for whatever. If you want to get up and close and see Ophelia real close, you can do that. Or, you know, if you want to get in the back because you don't want to be
I was going to say, you only, yeah, you'd only like to be close to Ophelia, not as much me.
Oh, that's not true.
No, that's not true at all. But choose where you like. Some people like to sit right down the front. A lot of people like to be in the middle. Some people like to be upstairs. You have all of those options at Theater by the Sea by going to the website theaterbythesea.com or calling 401-782-TKTS or 8587 if you want the numbers. So the show runs till the 13th of August, and it's going to be a wonderful production, I'm sure. I can't wait to see it. I can't wait to bring my granddaughter with me. This will be her first musical theater experience. Oh, so yeah, I've been looking forward to doing that. So and maybe afterwards we'll find you and have you
yes.
You know, have Cinderella and Prince Topher
absolutely.
Shake her hand. Okay, and maybe get a picture. All right, we have one piece of music left to go, and and that's called Do I Love You?
Yes.
And who is loving whom?
Well, both.
It's reciprocal. Yeah. Yes, this is Do I Love You Because You're Beautiful, and it's one of the last songs on the show.
They've just reunited, the prince and Ella, and it's music from the heart.
Okay.
Really.
All right. We won't give away the big finish, but there is a finish. So, well, I want to thank you both for coming in. It was a pleasure to meet both of you, and I wish you all the success in the world with this show and all the shows thereafter. I'm sure there will be many.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having us.
All right. Great to see you. And we'll see you all next time on Conducting Conversations.
You're beautiful, or are you beautiful because I love you? Am I making believe I see in you a girl too lovely to be really true? I want you because you're wonderful, or are you wonderful because I want you? Are you the sweet invention of a lover's dream, or are you really as beautiful as you seem? Perfect too.
Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.